You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
Hello and welcome to The Breakfast Table, the only place where you can find all the opinions of the 8-Bit Waffles crew right here in downtown Royal Oak, broadcasting live from Podcast Detroit.
Hey guys, this is Starshin.
And this is Ferris.
This is Alex.
And I'm your host, Brad. And today we are here to talk about video game movies. So, this weekend, Tomb Raider finally came out to theaters, which is the most recent video game movie that we have. Rampage comes out later in the year, and then after that, we just kind of have stuff sprinkling into 2019 and beyond.
We also have Ready Player One in like a week.
I wouldn't count that as video game, though. That's more
It's video game-esque. But not a video game based movie.
Yeah. It's VR. So yeah,
I'll give it that.
Yeah. I would still sprinkle that more with just science fiction.
I think
overall.
We should stick strictly to like actual video games that were turned into movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
As part of our discussion here today.
Which the most recent one, Tomb Raider. Mm-hmm. I know I got to see this one. Darshan got to see it. Alex got to see it. We have some conflicting opinions on this one.
Do we? I didn't know we had conflicting opinions.
I did not like it at all.
Really? You didn't like it? I thought it wasn't bad. It was a decent action flick.
I agree. No, I agree with Darshan. Yeah. I definitely agree. I mean, when you're going into a video game movie, it's one of those things where you kind of have to go in with low expectations. Some people go in, they go, ah, that met my expectations. It was terrible. And sometimes some people enjoy it. But I think this movie here, I think this movie is for everyone. Even if you're not a video game person, I think that you would enjoy it.
Yeah, it's definitely a family-friendly movie. I didn't see a lot of, like, you know, sexuality and stuff like that like they did with Angelina Jolie. Well, it was very tastefully done.
Well, they recently redid Lara Croft as a whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, because
and you can see it.
Yeah.
You can tell.
They definitely redid her because obviously with the video games themselves, like, they went from the buxom babe who stumbled into a dungeon to now – hey, I'm still kind of like a rich kid, but now I have to figure this out on my own kind of thing. From someone who didn't see the movie, and I should have, the only thing I can speak on is that I had low expectations on the movie because of their initial poster for the movie was messed up. Because Lara Croft's leg was as long as her entire body.
Oh, yeah.
So it wasn't chopped right. So it was basically
terrible.
Bad anatomy. Yeah.
Yeah. So
I thought it was pretty good. I mean, I like Alex said, I didn't go in there with a lot of expectations. You know, it was more family friendly than I thought it would be. PG-13, not bad.
See, for me, I haven't played the new Tomb Raider games. I'll say that.
So I've seen a lot of the gameplay from the new Tomb Raider, you know, on YouTube and such.
Right.
Because they were teasing about how a lot of the trailer scenes were associated with the gameplay. And I can tell you for certain that that's the case in the movie throughout. That there's a lot of scenes that are associated with in the movie itself, actually in the video game itself. Even the FPS experience, you know, with her shooting a bow and arrow, her going through the campsite, crossing over the log and falling into the river, whole bunch of things. It was all part of that new game that came out. And I wouldn't be surprised because, in my opinion, I'm not trying to spoil anything here. It's very likely it's going to be a franchise anyway. So there's going to be a bunch of these movies coming out that they're going to probably like have a game, then launch the movie associated with it, have a game, launch a movie associated with it, and just franchise it out from here on out like that, you know, which would be kind of a cool style to do it.
I mean, yeah, kind of tease a sequel at the end where she finally gets guns instead of just a bow and arrow. But for me, the big problem, aside from the whole story thing, because I'm sure that there's a lot of story elements from the new games that I just didn't correlate, because I played the old Tomb Raider. I loved those games, and this was not that Lara Croft at all. And
I don't think it was intended to be.
Yeah, this was a lot whinier of a Lara Croft, and I did not like that.
Yeah.
Okay. And actually, I played both games. I've been the first rebooted Tomb Raider game multiple times. I played the second one. And to be honest, yeah, she may seem like she's whiny, but to be honest, she's kind of like that in the game, too.
For the
new
ones?
She comes from, in the reboot series, not because she wants to be whiny. It's just because she literally goes from no one who has no experience in this, and she gets dropped on the island, and the first thing that happens to her on the island, she's hung upside down, and when she cuts herself loose, she falls and gets impaled through the stomach. And it's a very violent game, and she in the movie, of course, it doesn't show all that. I think the worst thing they showed was
a piece of shrapnel,
she had that,
in her.
The piece of shard, yeah. And it's in the game, she's not, she, it may come off, she's whiny, but she's, it's not that she's a rich snob, is that she's not used to this.
What, and, yeah, let me add to that, Alex, is that, like in the Angelina Jolie version and stuff like that, Angelina Jolie was like more of like a perfect person where she's like James Bondy and has all the moves and is already like, you know, really skillful and stuff like that with, you know, fighting and combat.
Right.
This one is starting at like an early stage. It's like,
well,
coming into this storyline of her becoming Lara Croft, the Tomb Raider and stuff. It's not, it's like, it's a buildup. She's not like, you know, awesome or amazing at fighting. You know, she lost that boxing match in the beginning of the movie.
Right.
Yeah, like the whole big thing about Lara Croft, though, like that's still punking to the whole rebooted idea. She initially was someone, like her father was a huge explorer. So she followed in his footsteps and wanted to learn everything he could do. Like, you know, great a marksman, you know, all these different things. So that's why like the Angelina movies were like that. And that's how she was in the games. There was no really backstory outside of I like treasure.
And I'm daddy's girl.
Yeah, that was literally it. And then like when you get to then obviously when you get to newer series, like this is her literally starting. This is her not figuring out what is happening in the world outside of what's happening in London.
Yeah.
You know,
and her skills are starting too. It's not, you know, like she's already there with her skills.
I don't think they'll ever take Lara Croft to the point where she was before. I don't think she'll be just a master all of a sudden.
Well, they might build
Nathan Drake for
sure. They might build the franchise, you know, improve over time.
Mm-hmm. It's made this money back, I think, because I think it was made on a $94 million budget. And I think opening weekend domestically, it made $24 million. And then overseas, it made about $85 million. So it's already made its money back. And of course, this is only the first weekend. You know, I know a lot of movies are coming out soon, but I think honestly, if it reaches double, at least 180, I think it'll be a franchise. As long as it makes double of what it was made for, I think it would be. And a lot of people really enjoyed the movie. And I definitely agree with Darshan and believe that this is something that could be franchised.
See, for me, one of the biggest setbacks of the movie to me was the action scenes were just so filled with jump cuts and shaky cam. It's disorienting to watch. I don't know if you guys got that same feel or like the
one.
I didn't
get it. No. I didn't get it that much. It's kind of like that in the game, too, to be honest.
It was extreme, though, in the movie. Like that one scene with the boat crash in the water, I literally got a headache from watching that. Like with the lightning and all the jump cuts and the shaky cam and it hurt me a little bit watching that one.
Yeah, that didn't bother me. I mean, honestly, I mean, I don't remember that. I do want to go see it again, but I mean, it didn't bother me. I mean, I did notice a few quick cuts, absolutely, but nothing that was making me go, my head hurt.
But yeah, that's my thoughts on that one. But that is by far not the only video game movie. Before that,
we got plenty.
We had the Resident Evil series. I don't know.
All right.
How many are there? Like
there's six movies, and then there's like four like 3D animated ones.
And they finally ended it too.
Yeah.
Recently. Yeah.
So speaking of the Resident Evil movies, so the first Resident Evil movie actually came out. It was actually a strong title. Like it was probably one of
came out in 2002 and made $102 million.
Yeah, it was probably one of the better video game movies that I've seen. It like I had the premise of, oh yeah, this is a world where the T-virus is there. Oh, why did Umbrella Corporation do this? How dare you? And then that like that's where we kind of got our story going with the main character and all that. I think it was Jill in the first movie. And then like even though she wasn't a staple character really in the series after like the second game.
Mm-hmm.
People still understood it. People still understood the horror, especially with the laser room, the laser hallway.
Oh, God.
The first game didn't have any of the original characters. Come until the second movie.
The first one
was all
original?
Basically the originals, yeah. Like
Resident Evil Apocalypse was the second one. That came out in 2004.
That was the one with Jill and Nemesis.
Yeah, that made $129 million.
Yeah, if we want to go by like the most successful and probably not as a terrible video game movie series is definitely Resident Evil. They it's because Resident Evil was not a fantasy game to begin with. Like, it's just like you had zombies. You already had a premise. They're not really going and doing too much with the game series. So as long as you don't do that, you're not going to ruin the movies.
It's got a good formula.
Yeah.
But still, they somehow found a way to mess it up from time to time.
They kept making movies.
It's a history with Capcom. If we think about it specifically, Capcom does what? They did Street Fighter, right? And Street Fighter Chun-Li.
Yeah.
And then, Resident Evil.
Street Fighter.
Yeah, Street Fighter was... That was a movie, I think.
Yeah, it was definitely a movie.
I don't know. Let's define a movie before we go. Because that one was...
Oh, man. It's just... There was so much. They also wrong
did
with
a Silent Hill movie. Capcom owns Silent Hill, I think.
No, yeah, that's Konami.
That's Konami.
Okay.
Yeah.
My bad.
The Street Fighter movie is so bad. It was so bad.
Well, hold on. Because on the flip side, we had Mortal Kombat, which somehow
was an amazing series.
Right.
All of them.
The first one I enjoyed.
Mortal Kombat came out in like 95 and it made like 122 million.
Yeah, it came out around the same time as Street Fighter.
Uh huh. Mm-hmm.
Like, I don't think they were competing in theaters.
Street Fighter came out the year before Mortal Kombat.
Yeah.
So at that point, it was definitely competition.
Oh, yeah. They weren't competing in theaters at the same time, but yeah, that Mortal Kombat ended up actually being good.
The 90s were a crazy era for video game movies. Let me tell you, in 93, it was Mario Brothers. We all remember.
The best Mario Brothers movie ever made.
Yeah, John Leguizamo as Luigi. And and then after that in 94, it was Double Dragon, which I honestly have not seen since I was probably a kid.
I saw that when I was a kid. And I barely remember. I mean, when I was a kid, I enjoyed them because I was a kid, you know? I mean, this is one of those things. Mm-hmm. But I mean, growing up and watching them, it's terrible.
And in the same year, we had Street Fighter. And then the year after that, in 95, we had Mortal Kombat. And in 97, we had Mortal Kombat Annihilation.
That was god-awful. And then,
I don't know if you ever remember this one. Movie. I remember playing this video game as a kid. It was Wing Commander in 99.
What? They made a movie
Wing Commander?
See, that Isn't one, that... you're just making a war movie at that point. It's not even...
It's in space. It's science fiction. It's like, basically, it's like Top Gun, but in space. You know, in a way.
And then, we got a guy named Uwe Boll.
Oh, god. Uwe Boll is easily the worst thing to happen to video game movies ever.
I wouldn't just say video games. I would just say movies in general because there's some other stuff.
Video game movies. He definitely destroyed video game movies for a long period of time.
What movie did he, or rather movies did he make? Because I actually can't remember him right now. I got him
mixed
up.
Didn't he do Blood Rain? Postal?
Because I got him mixed up with
House of the Dead.
Monty Oum. I thought they were the same person for a short period of time.
No, they are not. Let me see.
I got it up. House of the Dead, Alone in the Dark, 1 and 2, Blood Rain 1 and 2 and 3, actually. In the Name of the King, which I think is a Dungeons and Dragons, I think. And then Postal and then Far Cry.
All those really came out in like the 2000s, early 2000s. Before 2010.
I never knew there was a Far Cry movie and I'm kind of upset.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not good. I do not recommend seeing it at all if you like the Far Cry games.
You know what? I'm going to throw the name in here, and I want to get a feel for the room on this one. Doom.
I liked it.
The last half was
sweet. Dwayne Johnson, good. I liked it.
I loved the entirety of the Doom movie.
It was good.
Like, it was the way they explained pinkies. I loved that.
I have to go back and watch it again. I remember the last half of the first part.
It came out 13 years ago and made just a little under $100 million.
It was great.
I wish it deserved more, but it was good, and I wish they had a sequel, especially with the new game now.
Well, Doom, there's really no premise to the game outside of, we're on Mars. How did hell happen again? That's Doom.
You can have a space marine just going around killing people.
Yeah, like – But yeah, Doom, like...
That one surprised me, actually. That one was one of the good movies that I always forget was a video game movie. Because I kind of always take it out of being a video game movie because it was actually good.
Normally, they don't have big names in them. But you realize The Rock is a main character in it.
And that was when The Rock really wasn't super popular in the movies. He was still in, like, WWE back in the day, but he was just emerging on the big screen at that time. So, like, It was really good. And that my favorite scene is the end scene where it was like the FPS first person shooter.
Right when he goes to get the gun.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man.
One of my favorite scenes ever in a movie.
It was so good. Like it just every single part. Like they I feel like they explained everything they needed to explain, like the whole inner like the travel between planets. I was like, oh yeah, I know what's going on here. Like I never felt a moment where I was like, I needed to go to play the game to understand this. I understand the movie fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it was a really good one.
I agree.
But
now going into like that and like I think the big first time I think Hollywood actually made like a really big budget video game movie. I think the first one was Prince of Persia, if I remember correctly. It wasn't like one of that the actual like
yeah
big, like the
and it
first
made a lot too.
Budget.
It was like $336 million that it made. Mm-hmm. So it was like Titanic money, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think I ever saw any of the Prince of Persia films.
Didn't there was Jake only
Gyllenhaal
one.
There's only one. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Okay.
Yeah. It didn't make sense.
They made a Max Payne movie.
I'm okay with that.
Oh, poor Marky Mark.
I love the Max Payne movie. It was great.
That's another one that I somehow never saw. I think I saw the cover for it and went, no.
It had, it had Mila Kunis in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm. It did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Follow the plot of the game though?
Yes. Yeah, it did.
Yeah, really? Actually, surprisingly.
Like outside of it, there are very few video game movies that did it right. Max Payne, as an action movie, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
But as a video game paying attention to the source material, which most movies don't, it did fine.
Yeah, it did really good drama wise.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, I know that it's not on this list, you know, that we're looking at tonight, but King of Fighters had a movie.
Mm.
You remember
a lot
this?
Of those were Japan though.
Yeah, they were.
A lot of those were from Japan because they even had dumb. Tekken.
They had a Tekken
movie
one.
Too.
Yeah.
So I got a question for you. Do the 3D movies count?
Yes.
No.
Like Warcraft.
You count those?
No, like 3D game movies. Do they count?
I would say so.
Okay then. So you know.
Okay,
how,
so I mean, oh god, that's
you
a
know
lot.
How Resident
Mass
Evil.
Effect.
Was, oh god, bad. There was a very beautiful Resident Evil movie. It's called Resident Evil Degeneration. It had my favorite character, Leon Kennedy. It was one of the worst 3D animated movies I've ever watched.
Yeah, it was based on Resident Evil 4, wasn't it?
No.
No.
It was based on Leon.
Oh.
That was the whole premise, is that it was Leon. I didn't know what the premise of the movie was. I knew there were zombies. I think there was like somehow an airborne illness this time. And it's just like, what am I looking at?
Don't forget, we had a movie last year called, you know, Resident Evil John Wick 3.
We did have another Resident Evil movie. Didn't they have a 3D one?
The last year it was the Resident Evil movie, but in it they basically the entire fight scene.
You're talking
was
about the final
John Wick. It was a John Wick scene, basically.
The final chapter.
Yeah, the final chapter is
No, the animated one. It was an animated one with Leon and Chris.
Was it CG?
I have it on 4K.
Because the animated movies, like the 2D ones, are fine. Like all the Street Fighter Alpha movies are phenomenal.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
But,
well, they're done by this game studio.
Yeah. I mean, Capcom slapped their name on top of the regular movies. So did it. Bandai with Tekken.
And one of the biggest ones I think we're forgetting about is Warcraft.
Yeah,
I know that was a lot of stuff. They put a lot of their money into that. There's
really
a lot going for
made
Warcraft.
Like $500 million.
Yeah, because you know? Asia got a hold of it.
Yeah, Asia loved it.
China that
China.
Destroyed in China.
It's like you know Pacific Rim in China. Like it didn't really do successful here, and it was a Guillermo del Toro film. But China's just like, oh my god, this is awesome.
Monsters,
giant you know Jeez. Monsters and just, giant robots. Take my money.
Right.
Okay, we'll just buy this franchise from you.
It's
not like you're doing anything with it. We'll make our own.
I remember when I saw Warcraft, I got free tickets, by the way. I got free tickets from Undisclosed Gaming Location. Go see it. And I
– Wait, did you go to the screening for it?
It was like a special one.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, you went there. Yeah, it was like me and Chelsea and you. I think it was Chelsea. I can't remember.
Yeah.
But either way, it was so bad. I wanted my money back for something. It was just
movie?
Like Transformers. It was just like
I like the orc side. The orc story was fine. I like
do you,
that.
Do you
I actually
play
like
WoW, or does anybody play? I don't.
I have a very good understanding of it since it's been a part of my life secondhand through my father.
Okay.
So I can't really like ignore it. It's just that like it's not like I hate it because like I'm always hearing it, but it's just like that movie, the budget they had and some of the things they ruined. I was just like, stop.
See,
stop now.
The problem with it is it was based on the humans versus orcs storyline. Mm-hmm. So they had this huge thing of they could grab any storyline from World of Warcraft or any of the Warcraft games and turn it into a movie. And it would have been great. But they stuck with the most boring, like, even people that like World of Warcraft don't like the humans versus orcs storyline.
Even if they would have brought in the elves for like 2 seconds, I'd have been all right.
Yeah, like,
they should have started with Frozen Throne, for God's sake.
Yeah, because that's actually a good story.
So is that the general consensus that people are, with Warcraft? Because that was
Oh, yeah. It was definitely an
I liked – okay, see, the thing about the movie itself is not the plot or whatever. I liked the graphics. I thought the CGI was really good.
It looked pretty, but that was about it.
Yeah, that's what I was into.
Like, I
like the – story. I like the orc story. I thought the orc story was actually pretty well done, but the humans ruined it all. The human side.
Oh yeah, because they're live action. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I was hoping for it, but the human story was just boring. And like, I really enjoyed the orc side, and I agree. Like, the humans versus orc story is the worst thing that they could have possibly chosen for this movie. You know, even go with Warcraft 2 or Warcraft 3. Start with that and then move into Arthas. Like, do a story about Arthas and then end it with him going closer to being, the Lich King. You know, do something, but don't do the humans versus orcs.
It made a lot of money. It's one of those things, again, that Asia loves. So they're going to keep making more of it.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
I really hope so, but. Yeah.
You know, we forgot about the Hitman series.
I'm trying to like the
Hitman series. I thought they were really good. Well, the second one was kind of first one was really great.
The first one with Timothy Oliphant, whatever his name is.
I was going to call him Ogilvy.
whatever his name is. That was okay. The second one tried to be too close to the original game and kind of fell flat.
Are you talking about Agent 47?
Yeah.
Agent 47, there you go. Yeah.
I got a couple games that I totally forgot about that came out. Ratchet and Clank came out with a movie that
counts.
Yeah, that unfortunately flopped in the theaters, but I actually thought was somewhat decent.
You know why it flopped, right? It just the game, like, because they were rebooting the series at that point, like they were making a remake of the original Ratchet and Clank, and they tried to tie them too close together. So like even the game itself, like the original story and all that, they still had it, but a lot of it was molded around the movie. So it was kind of like terribly placed. Like within the first couple cutscenes, like they're asking, I was like, yeah, dude, what are you doing? Oh yeah, I'm trying to illegally torrent the new Ratchet and Clank movie. And I'm just like, okay, I like the joke, but why is it there? And then like the movie just kind of fell flat too. It's like, it was so much hype behind it because it was Ratchet and Clank. Yeah. And it was like a actual theatrical release. Like that's not live action, but it just was okay.
Yeah.
Well, the problem is they changed Ratchet and Clank's story for like how they meet and everything like that. Cause Ratchet was not a nice person or a good person in any way at the beginning.
They changed him as a whole because Ratchet was a vagabond. He was literally someone who – he stole parts for things to go work on other things. And then Clank was just like this primo robot that came from this corporation. I think it was Megacorp. Yeah. And he just kind of fell down there and then they became friends. But like this one, he's like, I want to join the Space Marines. It's like, what?
Yeah.
Why are you good all of a sudden?
They also made an Angry Birds movie.
Well, remember back that? Up. Stay on Ratchet and Clank here because I got my things to say about this movie. I am a huge Ratchet and Clank fan. Okay. It's one of my favorite game series of all time.
Commando is the best game.
Oh, yeah.
It only made like $11 million, by the way.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
You know why? Because they gave away a free ticket to everybody who bought the game, too. So nobody was buying the ticket.
That's true. But yeah, the worst part about the movie is in the game, one of the biggest things is the different weapons that you use throughout the entire game in order to do things. The movie had a series of three weapons, the blaster, the rocket launcher, and then
the rhino.
No. And then the rhino.
Oh,
that was like the only weapons in the entire movie. And that's a huge part of Ratchet and Clank is you have all these different weapons to cycle through and use, and you can do them in different ways. They did not use that at all in the movie.
Yeah. Like the games, Ratchet uses easily 15 weapons. Easily.
Yeah.
In the movie, he's only got three. He has the most iconic weapon and the most busted weapon in the series. It's like, why?
Yeah. That's what took it away from me is they pretty much went, okay, so Ratchet and Clank is about these two goofy characters. Let's make a movie on it. No, there's a lot more to that game series than just Ratchet and Clank.
I think the movie would have done really, really well if they would have released it in its height. Ratchet and Clank, by the time that movie came out, was not dead, but it was just not something you normally heard. Well, Ratchet and Clank, I think the last game they made before that was, I want to say, about 4 years. So it had been a minute.
And even then, it was some time, because I want to say it was like 2009 or 2010 that A Crack in Time came out, which was the last time that Ratchet and Clank was at its peak.
So you're saying that when they released the movie, it was a little bit off?
No, like, but the timing they thought the movie was going to do really well because everyone was on the hype train of the remake. Yeah. But they didn't. They just thought, we're just going to make it. Oh, well. Because they had told us, obviously, like 3 years prior, we're making a Ratchet and Clank movie. We're like, that's not going to happen. They say that all the time. This was a Metroid movie.
Yeah. They announced at the same time as the Sly Cooper movie. We saw how that turned out.
Yeah, we're Sly Cooper. So. And then, what about the upcoming movies that we have? Like, what is it, Rampage? And
okay, so yeah, let me say this real quick. Angry Birds, surprisingly, I didn't know this, made over like $300 million.
Oh, yeah. There's a sequel coming.
And yeah, there's a sequel coming out next year.
It's like next year.
Yeah, they got a lot of good voice actors on
that
one.
One thing that I'm looking for, and we all know Rampage is coming out this year, but next year I think Dynasty Warriors is coming out with one.
What?
Yeah.
No, yeah,
we're getting about the biggest one next year, Detective Pikachu.
Yeah,
I am okay with that.
Voiced by Ryan Reynolds as Pikachu.
Yes, I am on the train of anything related to Detective Pikachu.
Like you're prepared.
I have the game. I have the amiibo. I've been on this ever since.
Is it Ryan Reynolds doing the voice? Yeah,
yeah, that's what I just said.
The voice, yeah,
yeah. It was originally going to be Danny DeVito, but they backed out on that one.
He never actually signed up for it. It was just Danny DeVito. Everybody wanted Danny DeVito. I still want Danny DeVito.
May 10th, 2019.
Yeah, like almost a year after the game comes out. That's good. Yeah. Enough time for people to love it. Love that game. Should have came out this
year.
They're
coming out with a Sonic the Hedgehog movie November.
Yeah, that got announced a month or two ago, I thought.
Yeah.
There was a theatrical Sonic movie, and it did well.
Which one are you talking about?
I know, which one are you talking about?
Oh, God.
Yeah.
I forgot that was Which a one? Thing.
There's a Sonic movie that came out in the 90s. It was animated, so it's not 3D or live action. But it was a movie that has slipped quickly
into
obscurity.
Was it voiced by Jaleel White?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it was right off the heels of the animated series.
Okay.
Yeah. And if I remember correctly, it did get a theatrical release. It wasn't just
so it was an animated TV show turned movie version.
But it just had its own thing. It didn't like take from the series. And I think that was the first time Knuckles was on any form of animated screen, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, it came out in 96. I had to actually pull it up to see. But yeah, it came out in 96. And yeah, it had a limited theatrical release in the United States. So basically it meant it came out in like one theater in every state.
So The Room.
For two showings.
Fathom Events before Fathom Events.
Basically. Yeah, I forgot that was a thing.
It's a good movie.
And I actually remember seeing it in theaters too.
It's a good movie.
Because it came out like around, it was like just before the first Pokemon movie came out into theaters.
Mm-hmm. They were trying to snipe Nintendo.
Yeah.
They failed hard.
And since then, Sony is making the new Sonic the Hedgehog movie, if I recall correctly.
If it's live action.
Yeah
I'm
Sony
done.
Is making. Oh, actually, Sega is.
Oh, is Sega making it?
Yeah, and then Sony's actually making Uncharted next year.
I was okay with Sony making it. I don't want Sega to touch Sonic anymore.
No, it's still Sony.
I think they're
Sony Animation.
Sony's doing it.
Yeah. Sony Animation is making the Sonic the Hedgehog movie.
Man, the Sonic franchise has just been loved by every company out there.
Sonic is doing so poorly that...
Except for Mania.
Sonic is doing so poorly that they had to hire people that Sega had given cease and desist orders in the past.
Oh, yeah.
To stop making our games.
Like the fanboys?
Yeah, like Christian Whitehead, he was given a cease and desist letter for making a correct working port of Sonic the Hedgehog on the Game Boy because it didn't work when Sega made it. He made the correct working one. They gave him a cease and desist. And then like 6 or 7 years later, they started letting him make the iOS ports of all the Sonic games.
And then they hired him to make a brand new one. Yeah.
It's literally you're like, legal documents, stop making that or we sue you. Hey, can you make this?
You should work for us.
We don't have money to sue you.
But yeah, there's then the one that everybody was hoping for, Assassin's Creed. There was so much faith that this would be the first like video game movie that was good because it had
Michael Fassbender.
Michael Fassbender was the lead of it.
Mm-hmm.
Plus, Ubisoft literally had their writing team in on the meetings to make the movie.
And they took a break from Assassin's Creed to make it. They took a year break, I think, from Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, because that was after Unity had completely failed.
It was after Syndicate.
Or Syndicate.
Syndicate. Syndicate did well.
Syndicate,
but it It did well, which is not enough.
You're talking about the live version?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was awful.
Yeah, it did not turn out well. Like, but it had all the steps to make a good video game-based movie.
That actually was one of the few movies that I actually dozed off to in the theater.
That's a normal thing.
Yeah, that Ferris calls that a great movie.
I don't do that. I don't do that often. But when I do, you know.
It's Assassin's Creed.
Yeah, it's Assassin's Creed.
I don't always fall asleep in the movies.
Oh, man.
They got they might have a Minecraft movie coming out next year, too.
No.
That's been in development for like 4 or 5 years
Wait,
now.
Wait, who's the director of that one? It's somebody that...
Not Mojang.
No, it's like...
Phil Spencer.
One of the people from Always Sunny is one of like the writer or something on it.
Danny DeVito.
I wish. That would be perfect.
Oh, I'm looking it up.
I just want to see his really skewed
Jill Messick,
idea.
Roy Lee, VUB, screenplay, Rob, Jason Fuchs. Fuchs?
Fuchs.
I don't fucking know. Fuchs? I don't know. No, I don't see anything.
Hold on. I swear, it was somebody from Always Sunny was like on the writing or directing staff or something for it. Let me see.
Here, I'm pulling up IMDb.
Yeah, it's got to be something.
Apparently, the only cast they have is Steve Carell.
Rob McElhenney? McElhenney? I think that's what it is.
Maybe.
Yeah, the creator of It's Always Sunny.
Oh, is the creator of It's Always Okay, yeah. That's what made the movie like get into my like, hold
he's
on.
He's a director of the movie.
Okay.
I don't even know how to say his name. I can say Rob.
McElhenney.
Yeah, McElhenney. I'm thinking that's what it is.
I want to go back real quick.
And he plays Mac on Always Sunny. Yeah, oh, okay. Mac from Always Sunny is writing or directing the Minecraft movie.
That's good. But what are you going back to?
One of my favorite movies from a CGI perspective, probably ever, was the Final Fantasy series movies. You remember those?
I liked them.
Yeah, the first one was odd.
It came out.
Spirits Within.
It was like right after 7, so it was like on the heels of that.
It was, you know, the graphics were early for its time, but they were sensational.
Yeah.
They were really good.
I remember Advent Children.
Advent Children was done very, very well.
It was a good movie.
If you want to like watch something to like appreciate like a digital artistic value perspective, it's those two movies right there.
It's just
Don't forget Kingsglaive.
Yeah, Kingsglaive was
Final Fantasy 15.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
it was all made like on the same engine, I believe, but it was like slowly evolved over the years.
I seriously think they were using the engines they made for the games.
Yeah, I think so too.
Yeah.
They pretty much just made an elongated cutscene and were like, "Hey, this is a movie now."
I still never understood that with the whole process of the games. It's like you would look at a Final Fantasy game, like circa 2000 forward. You would look at it, it's like, wow, that's a really nice cutscene. Is that what the game's gonna look like? And you look at it, and it's like 3 pixels. And it's like, yeah, that's the game.
That purple block has a yellow block on top. Oh, that's his hair.
Oh, that's Cloud. It's just, I don't know why that was a big thing, but I always liked it. It's just like,
see, I remember seeing or playing Metal Gear Solid 4. And some of the cutscenes in that were so long. It's like, yeah, this could make a good movie. They could have just
30-minute. You mean the 30-minute ending cutscene that I fell asleep? Not because I didn't like it, because I beat the game for Metal Gear Solid 4 at like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I just fell asleep because it was going on for like 40 minutes, like just the entire ending cutscene was like 40 minutes long.
I don't know if Final Fantasy started this with the PS2 or not, but with I think the 7, right? But video games with like really long movie cutscenes, and like half the time it's like a video game slash movie.
Final Fantasy was always like that. It's just that it was text based, so you could skip past it because you could just say, "No, I want to talk about this, and this." But then when you got to it was 7 that introduced it.
Yeah, and then like you said, you see it in other games like Metal Gear Solid. You started seeing it more prevalent in there.
Metal, like,
there's a bunch of these games out there that are like more like movies than like Dynasty Warriors. That was like a bunch of movies while a bunch of fighting too. It was just,
what is it? Hideo Kojima, who is obviously the creator of the Metal Gear series.
And a saint.
And a saint, yes. He is good friends with Guillermo del Toro. And you can kind of see it in both of their art styles. And it's just the fact that like, I don't even want to know how long Death Stranding's going to be. I don't want to know how long the cutscenes are going to be. Because Guillermo and Hideo are both working on it.
Not only that, but they got Norman Reedus play the main character.
Mads
Mikkelsen.
Mads Mikkelsen's playing the villain.
Really?
Yes.
He's a bad guy, yeah.
I want that game so bad now.
Yeah, and also if you look at their Hideo Kojima's Twitter.
What game is this again?
Death Stranding. Hideo Kojima got fired from Konami to make this. That's the best way to say it.
Yeah.
It was the best thing that could have ever happened. He got fired to make a lot of money.
Yeah, he got fired, and I think Sony literally must have been like,
immediately.
Oh, you got fired? You know what? Just come over for some coffee.
Yeah, we'll give you a $2 bill.
Yeah.
You do what you want. But yeah, like, I'm curious to see what that's going to be, because that's going to be the movie that we have a movie director and a video game director working together to make something that is phenomenal with two very high-rated actors in the video game itself.
You have somebody that is great at making movies. Guillermo del Toro has his own way of doing things.
I love the way that Brad says.
I say it different every single time.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro. Guillermo del Taco.
Yeah, him.
GDT.
He does fantastic kind of like stylized movies. Pan's Labyrinth, Shape of Water, Hellboy.
Pacific Rim.
Crimson's Peak, I think is what it was called. You remember that one?
I don't remember that one.
It was Tom Hiddleston, Jessica Chastain. It was like a very gothic, I can't explain it. Crimson's Peak. Crap. You got to watch it. It's made by Del Toro, and it's like a horror, gothic horror type of thing. It's not a scary movie, but it's typical Del Toro.
He doesn't make scary movies. He just makes very weird artistic movies with some kind of thriller aspects in them. But for him to be on the same team as Hideo Kojima, who is great at making storylines that don't and do make sense all at the same time, it's like that match made in heaven that you would never want paired together, but now that you know it's going to happen, you're excited for whatever they come out with.
And if you really want to see how amazing this, just look at the tweets that Hideo Kojima posts especially during the Oscars, like when Guillermo won the Oscar, and when he's like, these two have like a bromance, and it's amazing. Like those two together is probably the happiest that you'll ever be if you ever see them in a picture together. Like they worship each other, and I think that's probably what's going to make Death Stranding so good.
Yeah, like if you look at the Kojima's Twitter, you'll see him and Mads going on dates, and then all of a sudden Norman Reedus is there, and just like, all right, Hideo, you gotta pick one. Like, you can't be this homie hopper. You gotta find a man. So yeah,
and getting on to something else, like, I think one thing we haven't talked about, and I know we talked about it last year when it released, and it's not really a movie, but it is based off a video, Castlevania.
Yes. Oh, the animated series on Netflix.
Yes. Even though it's a TV show in a way, that's how I think video games should be done. And they only had four episodes?
It's based around the third game.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was only like four episodes. Like, it was long enough to be a movie. Like, this
that
actually
felt like
been a movie
when you watched it. Yeah.
Yeah. I wish there was a super cut of it where it was just all four of them together. Mm-hmm. I would have rather watched it that way instead of that.
Or kind of where they cut it up, where the three kind of throughout the entire thing, instead of it being, oh, here's this person's story, this person's story, this person's story, and now all of them together.
Mm-hmm.
That would have been nice.
I'm a Belmont.
And it's coming back in the summer.
And they didn't even really tell you what a Belmont was, though. That's the one thing that they kind of slipped up on. Me being the big Castlevania fan I am, they didn't explain it. They just said, hey, he's got a whip, and he's a Belmont. They're like, awesome.
Hunts vampires.
He's talking to one. He's not doing anything to that vampire. What's going on here? He's friends with him.
But, yeah, and then I'm trying to – the Valve and Blizzard, if they ever made a movie, I would go see it, because they come out with those little shorts for Team Fortress 2.
Blizzard had Warcraft. Then,
they didn't do it, though. Like, I mean, they consulted, but they didn't really do it.
But that's not – I don't think they'll ever mix together and do something.
If they ever did, though.
So
that's
Activision,
just too hypothetical for me.
Because Activision is part of Blizzard. And so technically it's Activision Blizzard. And they actually did announce about a month or two ago that they are actually planning on doing an animated movie. Some rumors it's going to be Overwatch, just because how big it is right now. But Activision Blizzard actually is
in the process of actually making a movie right now. It's not good. I don't think it's going to be live action, but they're also going to do a Call of Duty movie.
It's got to be Overwatch because they started the E-League behind Overwatch, you know? So
I mean, they don't have anything else that they can make into a movie property right now that's big. Well, that StarCraft would make money over in China, so they could do that.
So much money. Just put it in Korea. That's all you need. It will go nuts.
Overwatch would do amazing in Korea, especially like if you look at their lineup right now for the Overwatch League, majority of it is Koreans. And I really think that if they did a movie for Overwatch, Korea and China would absolutely kill it.
I'll put my money down and I'll bet that they come out with an Overwatch movie by like 2020.
Oh, yeah, that's going to happen.
I agree. I definitely agree.
To get behind what Brad was mentioning, it's like the animation quality of the Overwatch, like, cutscenes and, like, different shorts. Same thing goes with, like, Valve.
And
like,
the ones they did for Team Fortress 2. And...
It's on the scale of DreamWorks. It's on the scale of DreamWorks and what they're doing. So, like, yes, I would love to see an animated film from either one of those companies on something. It's just that Valve doesn't really have anything they could make one on. They would have to do it, like, on Half-Life because that's their more recognizable one. Yeah. But it's not popular enough anymore.
No,
I think the more problem with Valve is they're too busy, you know, trying to figure
thinking out about making a third title for anything.
Right.
Because Counter-Strike, we got to that point. They were like, yeah, Counter-Strike 1, Counter-Strike 2, Global Offensive.
Portal 1, Portal 2, Half-Life 1, Half-Life 2, Left 4 Dead 1, Left 4 Dead 2. Guys, what comes after 2?
Don't forget about all the episodes. Half-Life 3.
Half-Life 1, Half-Life 2, Half-Life 2 Episode 1, Half-Life 2 Episode 2.
You're like, oh crap, we can't do Episode 3.
Oh no, we're running into this issue again.
Half-Life 2 Lost Coast. Because
they actually just announced that Valve just announced that they're making single-player games again, and they're like, oh great, we're never going to hear the number 3 again. Hey. Like whatever this game they're making right now, just in your mind, just picture with 2 being the definitive ending of the game, because they'll never make it to the third one.
Did they ever make a Quake movie? No.
Quake never got high enough.
Quake is that's too much of an arena type game. I mean, same with Unreal Tournament. Like Unreal Tournament and Quake, I just don't see those becoming.
Did they make a Wolfenstein movie? They could do Wolfenstein.
No, they can't because Inglourious Bastards exists, and that's good enough.
Yeah.
No,
there is a Witcher show coming out. The Witcher, that's coming out on Netflix. That's going to be a Netflix show. I think
doesn't Netflix have a Zelda thing coming out?
No.
That was
a rumor.
They're going to probably do anything, it'd be Dota.
No.
Dota's too big.
It doesn't
big.
Have enough
Dota's
lore.
Way too. Same with League of Legends and Dota is just way too big.
No, they're not dying. Definitely not. Like the tournaments bring in, you know, the prize pool is like $3 million kind of thing. So it's definitely not dying. Wow, my hand just stopped that.
They can afford to make a movie then.
Yeah, but no, I don't know. Like I don't know what the next video game franchise they're going to even touch to make a movie because they've really done all the ones that matter. If anything, maybe we'll get a live-action Pokemon movie because we never got one of those. We always got animated.
Detective Pikachu.
No, I'm talking about like a real Pokemon movie. Someone who's a Pokemon. because in that movie is weird even so because it's like the whole premise of Detective Pikachu, that Pikachu can't speak at all. The trainer hears it. Schizophrenia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That's
so
that's,
to everybody else, it's just somebody talking to their Pikachu that happens to be wearing a detective hat.
Yeah, like Shaggy. Yeah, with Shaggy and Scooby. Yep. Same concept.
So think about movies coming. The only one, the ones I know about are that are wanting to be made. Of course, Uncharted and Sleeping Dogs. Those are confirmed to be being made. There's supposed to be a Last of Us movie. Ubisoft announced they're doing a Division movie. There's going to be a Call of Duty movie coming out.
Wait, how are they going to do a Call of Duty movie? That's just going to be.
I can see that.
It's World War II. It's Activision. What else is there's supposed to be another? Oh man,
I want a Red Dead Redemption movie. I'd be okay with that.
I would love that.
Sure. That was a rumor. Splinter Cell. Because I even think Tom Hardy is still actually attached to be Splinter in Splinter Cell.
I would love a Splinter Cell movie.
That would be cool. That'd be so much better than like a James Bond or anything spy that's out there.
Like what is it? Splinter Cell is just so like generic though. He's just
but the way that he like operative. Sneakily moves across like
well, it depends on which
get,
ones they do. If they did like if they Conviction. Did it like around when Conviction, like the story with his daughter, they could actually make it good. But of course, it may be that may be too close to like Taken.
maybe? Would be just Transporter. Like, that's what it feel like. Yeah. It would feel like Transporter Jason Statham.
I'd still be okay with that. It's generic enough that it could be made into a good movie because it's hard for you to mess up something that doesn't have a story to it.
But the thing is, that's the thing I think with why I like Tomb Raider so much is that sometimes you just need to be generic. Like, don't go big and try to wow. Like, sometimes you just make a movie. Like, don't make twists and turns and try to confuse people. Just make a straightforward movie. And I think the thing, going back to Tomb Raider, because in the game, without spoiling much in the movie, like, the game had a lot of supernatural stuff to it, like, you know, spirits and stuff like that. But the movie was very grounded. It was very realistic and grounded. Even like at the end with the person they were going to go look for and stuff like that, a lot of people, they're going to take it from the game and it'd be like a spirit and she has a big spirit battle. But she didn't. It was a very grounded movie. And Assassin's Creed, not Warcraft, is just make a very straightforward, sometimes just be generic. And then if you can make a generic movie and actually have it be somewhat of a success, then build off of it. But I think with video game movies is they're just trying too much to, you know, to be towards the generic crowd, the average crowd, and then the video games people. Like, I think that – I don't think
generic
is bad.
It's always a battle. It's always a battle.
Yeah, I don't think being generic is.
It's like kind of like the same thing, not too much of an extent with like a book that turns into a movie. You know, how much of an adaptation is it close to the book compared to the movie itself? Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, some people are like, oh yeah, the book is better. Oh yeah, just, who cares?
The movie's fine. The big problem with a lot of video game movies, and this actually can just pour into a lot of movies based off of any source material, they don't know what it is. They just take a couple buzzwords from the series and take a couple costumes, and then that's the end of it. Like, that's the main gripe with a lot of comic book movies, is that, like, oh, wow, that was a really great movie. Nope, they didn't capture that Captain America has a mole on his left nipple. I can't do this movie.
I think that most people do not want to put in the time that it takes to, you know, come up with the details for the lore, because it's a money-making machine to begin with. And, you know, the way that Hollywood is now, it's all about making money, and if they don't have to put more work into it than they have to, then it's about, you know, the money machine.
It's definitely a situation where they can just, well, you know, Castlevania's tied to it. We don't really have to go too far. Yep, main Castlevania character, he's black. Now, you know what? It's done. We don't even have to do anything with it.
What I like
just because they have the name on it.
Now, in this trend for movies coming, you know, in the future, is that Asian markets and other international markets are taking advantage of these franchises and these films. Like, I think I heard a Chinese company bought into the film rights for Contra, you know, the old game from the 80s.
Yeah.
So there might be a Contra movie coming out in the future or something like that. But, you know, international markets, you know, coming out with different movies, you know, think Pacific Rim, Warcraft. So it's cool to see what other people are going to be doing with it, not just Hollywood.
Right.
Yeah. Well, one thing before we wrap up, I want to know the thoughts. So there is going to be a Mario movie coming out that is being animated by the same team that made Minions.
Oh, isn't that DreamWorks?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That was announced.
Illumination
Entertainment.
The people that made Minions, Despicable Me, the new Grinch movie that's coming up. Ferris,
I'm thinking about that too, man.
Leave Mario alone. Mario has already had his time in the limelight, and it was already terrible. Mario in any form of movie format has been terrible. Fun fact.
Even the animated series couldn't do it right.
The fun fact about the Mario series, and I'm just going to add this in. This is not necessarily pertaining. Nintendo owns a couple of adult films because they had to pull the name Super Hornio Brothers off of the market. And Nintendo owns that because someone made an IP around that. So, yeah, I don't want Mario to touch the movies or anything like that again.
I think what Nintendo is going to do is to see how much Detective Pikachu is going to make.
And then gauge.
And then gauge that to see if a Mario movie is worth it.
Oh, no. Mario's already happening.
Well, yeah, but, you
know. It's coming.
Here's the fun part. Detective Pikachu is not Nintendo. That's Game Freak.
Yeah, that too.
Pokemon's not a Nintendo IP, so we'll see. I mean, I'm pretty sure they're still going to – it ties one and none together, but – I'm curious because I don't – like, I'm thinking of, like, the animation of Gru and the Minions and how they worked. I don't want to see Mario move that way.
Yeah.
It's just – I don't want to see Mario move in, a bubbly way. So.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but Illumination's model is pop song with cutesy character equals money.
Did they make Trolls? Did they make the Trolls movie?
I don't think so. It would explain a lot of things, though. I think that was just DreamWorks.
Okay.
But they're making the new Grinch movie that's coming up, if you saw the trailer for that.
Why do we need Grinch?
Because apparently people didn't like the Jim Carrey one. Mm. Those people are monsters.
Mm. Probably because they have to renew the IP on it or something before it's too late.
Yeah.
Well, no, it's a completely different studio. So it's not like, oh yeah, they're losing the rights to the Grinch. It's no, Illumination had nothing to do with the original Grinch movie in any way.
Oh wait, didn't they do that that one Dr. Seuss movie with like the elephant in it? I can't even think about it.
Horton Hears a Who?
Yeah, Horton Hears a Who. Yeah, it's the same people that did that, right?
No, you're just thinking DreamWorks at that point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's different. Illumination is just basically Despicable Me and Minions. That's Illumination.
And they're not under the DreamWorks name.
They're under the umbrella, basically, but they're... I don't think
it's
they're...
All under their...
They made The Secret Life of Pets.
That was good, though.
Let's see their filmography. Despicable Me. They made the Lorax movie. They did make the Lorax movie.
Oh, okay.
So they've been in the Seuss game for a minute.
Which, again, that movie follows cutesy character, pop song equals money. Mm-hmm. That's their entire market strategy. So they now have Nintendo's Mario under their wing. That scares me.
I'm happy because I'm hoping that they see how Mario Rabbids did and they're like, quirky, but not terrible, and then see where they can go with it. But I know they're going to screw it up.
Oh, it's going to be – I not have any faith in that whatsoever. Mm-hmm. But then – something that just popped up on the list that I noticed. Do you remember the game Overlord?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I remember that one. That was a 360 game.
Don't you
it?
Dare. Stop it.
Okay, guess what year? They have an exact date for this one.
Is it next year?
No.
This year?
No.
2020?
No.
Or very long?
Keep going.
2025.
Not quite that far.
2022.
Yeah.
They have a planned out exact date.
November 25th. 2022.
Overlord
movie. Yeah, the one made by Codemasters. The people that pretty much went, hey, Nintendo has a good idea with this Pikmin thing, but we can't release that on the Sony platform or the Xbox. So we'll make a Pikmin game based around little minion things.
Overlord was such a good game.
It was a good game.
Is that like kind of like Lemmings with Pikmin?
No, like it was literally Pikmin, except with a weirdly darker tone.
Yeah,
yeah. It was one of the very early games of the last generation. It came out like a year or so after the console.
I want to say it was 2007. Yeah,
2007. Yeah, because it was actually at E3, the one year I got to go to E3. Mm-hmm. They had Overlord 2 there, but yeah, Overlord is getting a movie in 2022.
Yeah. And even looking at a list, I don't know if it's the same list you're looking at, but I think that from what I read, there's about 40-something movies in development in some way for video games. There's about 40 games that are being developed right now. Whether they're in pre-production, writing stage, there's 40 of them. So I don't think they're not going to go away anytime soon. They're just going to get bigger.
You know what would be a fun topic to talk about now that we've talked about video game movies? What about movie-based video games?
Yeah. Ooh,
mm-hmm. That could be later, yeah.
Yeah.
I could already tell you the best one.
Minority Report, I know.
Nah, bro, Tron. I got Wolverine. I love me some Tron.
No.
I love Tron.
We have Ready Player One coming.
Yeah, Ready Player One.
Yeah.
That might be a good time to talk about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But for now, we are out of time here at the breakfast table. But as always, you can catch our previous episodes on iTunes and Google Play. And let us know what you thought of some of the recent video game movies. So, until next time, this is The Breakfast Table.